חזקה. He said, "Oh, the roy, don't look at me. What's the riot? The riot in the head of me, l'mal l'mato. If it's an iser, as the Rajma said, whatever you establish for average and tachta without the chit, I can have a heter of l'mal l'mato. It's impossible. The minute you put the thing on top, it's already going to be an iser of violation right away." So the Gra's quoted the same. So, the Chazanish, Isser, as the Rajma said, whatever you establish for average and tachta without the chit, how can you have a heter of the mal l'mato? It's impossible. The minute you put the thing on top, it's already going to be an Isser of violation right away. So the Gra's quoted the same. So, the Chazanish says the Raya is no Raya. It's two reasons. One is it's a chat and a Raja, which I won't go into now. You look it up there. And two is what we mentioned yesterday in Shir. If you hold something over your head, that's not considered to be a violation of the Yisra of Olam. And therefore, the kula of lamala lamata is based on an assumption that whatever I hold over my head is not considered to be in the category of ohal at all. What's the source? Of a furush gemara that mem gimel and beis, or the machtelus, or the machtelus over your head. Right? This whole trick is we went through the whole rigmarole there. The whole sugi over there. The Chazanish said, Shana Nakamara is that there's no violation whatsoever when you're holding something over your head. And therefore, the reason why the kula of the lamata lamata, you're holding it over your head. Sure. The question was raised in the Shiesta. What about the Vilna Gaon? Vilna Gaon said what I did to turn me out so many years ago, I held the jacket over my head and it started to rain. It's a violation. Because he doesn't give his terrace of the Chazanish. Someone suggested after Shia yesterday got a prize that maybe the Goyan understood the heter of Lamala Lamata in the case where originally the covering was held up by what we call Kutbisim. Like four little pegs in the corners, which are not considered the pashas to be mechitzas in this context. And later on, you build the actual wall down. Since there was an independent standing roof with these four pegs, four poles in the four corners, that would be, that should have been also going to the rabbi. But if you just hold it over your head, that's enough. That's what we would suggest. The Rashi and Beis Nashon was not that way, but. And the Gaon has concluded all cases and when he brought this right. Now, before we go any further, is that Gemara Mem Gimel really compelling or not? That's the question. Or yes, Purusha Gemara, not just because of the Purusha Gemara. So I want to discuss with you the Sosa Shulchan says no. No. Sosa Shulchan, that Gemara Mem Gimel of Beis is not a proof to anything. Why? You know the Tosha Shulchan. Well, the whole thing is based upon the Shulchan of Harav, Admur. It's Admur, Alta Rebbe, when he explained this whole din, it's in Shin Yud Aleph, Sid Yud Aleph, says the special dispensation in the Sugya on the Mem Gimel Amud Beis, a special dispensation called Tsar HaChai. Tzar HaChai, the two tzaddikim who go over there to do Shmiras HaBeis, and they're so hot they can't handle the heat. There's a special dispensation called Tzar HaChai. So here, the right pakeh, because the only reason it's mutter is because of a special dispensation of Tzar HaChai. So Adarabah, not for the dispensation of Tzar HaChai, be a prohibition, simply of holding the thing over your head. That's how the Tzolos HaShulchan is mamish, the exact reverse of the Chazon Ish. I started looking, he just passed me two sfar on my desk, the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch should be on the desk, and the Tur, the Tur is in the right in your hand, the Tur is in your hand. The Alter Rebbe is not there anymore? All right, then give me the Tzolos HaShulchan. I have it. Can you give me the Tzolos HaShulchan right there also? Once we're doing the job, please show. Shin Yud Aleph, he writes, thank you very much. And Shin Yud Aleph, he writes as follows. Sheitiru lasos ol arai b'shul tzar hachad v'lov b'shul ames v'zutner akula of tzar hachad. Who said so? I told you, almost everything is documented. We got stuck last week with something, he didn't document something for us about making a ticket which is not better than the original. He didn't document. Alright? But almost everything is documented. Yud, Tur. Tur. This is Niklas. Tur. This is the Pharisee of the Tur. Let's go look it up. I looked it up. Tur. Source. Wow. Impeccable source. So I started, I was getting nervous, I was Mechal Shabbos and Karim Yavna, just playing the Shalom. So let's look up the Tur. So, the Tur quotes this Gemara. Simon Shinyidah. Why? How does it work? He says, you know, they build this trick. What do they do? Each puts a machzeles, so if we toss them, they should hold a cloth, but even should say, Ose ha mechitza me'eleo. Listen to the words of the Tur, the Eilat Tur. Shen nire ki ilu asa'uha, catch the next word, litzore kachai. Shen mechal in a Shabbat, the tzorech meis, afilu nisa de rabon. Wow. You also use the word which started with the word tzad. So let it start with the opposite word. The Alter Rebbe said, Tzarachad. So if I look through a separate kula, the other one would be Oster, under normal circumstances. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah said, Tzarachad. Not a special dispensation of Tzarachad. But it's the regular Allah. Because in the country, there's a special Isser. You can't do anything with Tzarachad makes, even in the Rabbanon. So Tzarachad means that you're not taking yourself out of the category of Isser, of Tzarach HaMeis. It's not a special dispensation for Tzarach HaMeis. There's no such thing as Tzarach HaMeis. Tzarach HaLechai? I want to start off with the Alter Rebbe, but he says Tzarach HaMeis. The Torah is called the Torah. The Torah says Tzarach HaMeis. It's called Mizrach Mimayrav, a totally different look. That is a special dispensation. This is the Iker HaDin, if it's a Tzarach HaMeis. Just to avoid the special Isser of Tzarach HaMeis. And if you look here in Simon Shin Yud Aleph, take a look where this thing is quoted. It's on the Mount of Kepis. Shin Yud Aleph. There may be Mitoso and Sitziv Bo. So the Mishnah Brewer says, also Lassus, all our royal, the Torah Hameis. Now he's doing the Torah Hameis. He's quoting the Torah, almost verbatim. So the Adarabba, now just switched around the second time. The wheel comes going around. Same Gemara. It started as a Zariah Lekula. Then the Tzolos HaShulchan with the Rebbe took a Zariah Lekula. Now we're back to Zariah Lekula. It's a very important engine. Oh. Tzolos HaShulchan himself quotes this Svara from the Avnei Nezer. The way we suggest. Hold it over, it's nothing. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Okay. But now, we have a tremendous problem in Pesach Halacha. We mentioned yesterday in the Shiur that the different Shiurs in the Rishonim, in terms of Yedid Mechitzis, in other words, the Yisr of Ol Aroi, is it only if you have a Mechitzis, the Tosin, the Sayan Ha'adah, Kuflam and Tess, only with Mechitzis. That's the one and only criteria. With Mechitzis is Asr, without Mechitzis is what they're in that plan of other end. That's only if you make the Mechitzis on Shabbos. Right, that's Akira. That's Tosin Shita. Then the Ran introduced the new a new criterion called Mishtamish Ba'Avra Shetachta. And according to the Rashi, that seems to be the only criterion. I think it's good to write good. And the Ran seems to have the biggest clue of all. It's only also if you have both Mechitzis and Mishtamish Ba'Avra Shetachta. Alright, so we have three Shittas. How do we pass the Ma'alokha in these three Shittas? So the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shittas as well, since I have mentioned yesterday, says, Mutal Aniyach Sefer Echad Mikan, Echad Mikan, Bechad Al Gabeir. Says the Ramah, there's a reason. All of it, Sarok, and Abba Shetach, Tehen. Whoops. That sounds like the opinion of the, which biggest cool, no? You have Mechitas, and you have a roof. Which opinion is this? You have mechitzis, you have a roof, it's still butter, but then tzorach l'avash etachtein. So he says what? If it's ain tzorach l'avash etachtein, it is what? It is mutter. He introduces the criterion of tzorach l'avash etachtein. Now, he pointed out that according to Tosfos, gosh, this is criteria, this doesn't exist. Now, the Ran introduced this criteria of Tzorach, Avash, and Tachtein. Did he both? I have a question. Did the Ran say anything about making the Mechitzis on Shabbos? Quite discussed. I mean, don't you read the Ran and read it carefully yesterday? The Ran didn't say you have to actually make the Mechitzis on Shabbos. That's an idea which Tosis had back in the Muhammad Vav of the day, the Sugya of Kira. Today I got the Kira. So the Ran, you get an impression further that if you have no Mechitzis, it's always one. I want to know who is the Shulchan Aruch passing me by? Who is he passing me by? Well, here's the problem. It's Simon Shin Mem, Shin Aleph Sif Mem, the Mechava passed the hat. If it's more than a tefa brim, it's also Mishamoa. Hashem, no machine. In our Simon Shin Tes Vav, Sif Gimel, talking about Vita story. So the Pashas of the Mechaber, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah Yizayin, the Sharetzi and Chaf Aleph, is Lo Asru Kiyim Shachpaosa Gama Mechitis Aroi Shetafta Bishav. So, sounds like it's a Tosa Mechazah to this following Tosis. You have to ask, you have to build the Mechitis on Shabbos. To be awesome. Yet, it seems to hold that the shame sale, in the case of the hat, is also awesome. But any Mechitis. Here in Sif Zayin, he's passing the Kula, like the Ran in the name of the Tosis. I guess a book here and a book here and a book on top. So you built the mechitzis, you built the top all on Shabbos. It's still mutter. They throw up Avash and Tachtein. The Bir Halacha already makes a reference to this over here. Sif Gimel Dibur Maskel Mitos. Where he says, Haramo Gufo Dehevi Da'ata Rashba V'simen Tav Kufay Z'chein HaMachab HaPo V'sif Zayin Lohevi devara vela lahokil. The Ve'inon Shayir gam omen the shtamish baviro. Avalo de bezel avad dai. Sounds like it's passing the cool all the way. Right, we call the Ran. We call it the Ran of the neighborhood. It's all the odds if you have what? You build the mechitzah on Shabbos. And you also mishtabish labish and tachta. So it sounds like. What do you do with the hat? So the chora, you have tzedek, which the brewer said, we mentioned yesterday, in Simon Shinal, the different chumra of tzedek. You're protecting yourself from the sun, namish, that's awesome. That's what it seems. Because mishtabish, the avish and tachta is one madrega, and it's a higher madrega, actually using the space underneath this thing, whatever, the shoes. It protects you from the elements, from the sun, from the rain. That's a higher level of Issa. That higher level of Issa is enough to make it function independently without any mechitzis at all. That's the pashtus and the tin of the hat. But the truth is, it's not so clear the hat really is Osir, Bishop Oa. The pashtus and Rashi, as I mentioned to you yesterday, it's not that way. Let's look at it again one more time. Kuflam and Chesam is base. What does it say there, Rashi? Elo tam olavishim olu. Now, why not? Rashi has to explain why not, but the simplest reason would be because there's no Isser without the Chesam. We'll see another Rashi soon on this very same dot, which seems to convey the same impression. The Rosh quotes two opinions, doesn't decide who's right. The Ran, again in the Ran, Siyana, come on, one more time, that Ran, that same Ran, please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. Page 112. Here's Rashi's out of the time of Lavishim Oil. The Rach disagrees. It is an oil issue. The gears are proper. This is the word Ella, which we have. It's not considered an Israel at all. What whatsoever. So you get an impression, since you look at the Rashi straight, the opposite of what I just said. Just got to explaining that if you have it for the purpose of protecting from the sun or the rain, that's the bochamor, and it's also evil without mechitzis. I think you ask of the hat, the opposite men, and Shinal did ask of the hat. But the Pashto and Rashi, the hat is mutter. You get an impression, there's no such thing as the same tale. You have mishtamish, rabbi shatakta, and not mishtamish, rabbi shatakta. No difference to putting shoes under a bed and putting something on your head, protecting from the sun or the rain. If and the Russian base, like the Kovan Asano said, we saw yesterday, it's a fun test. It's a front look into the actual world there from before Shabbos. And if you look on the Shulchan Aruch, it's open the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shin says, Vav Siv Beit. Eitz and Shetokin, Rosh and Ha'echad, Gedolf and Aspina. This is one Aram and Kufay, the Rift Course, right over here. So, we know the story of the Roch of Tepa, the oil, and the most of it all right. Otherwise, not. That's the Mafurisha Gemara, we quoted here. What's the case? That's one Arabic. You have wolves. That's the case. There are two Gemaras back to back in Arabic. Here, the Mafurisha and the Shulchan Aruch explained to the Dolphin Asmina. That they actually are wolves. They don't quote an additional chiddush that it's us even without wolves. If it be a din that it's us but even without wolves, they should have sent someone Shulchan Aruch. And here the pashtus is using it for protection. I'm going to Shulchan Aruch himself is not going to come to the hat. You're stuck. I don't know a good way out. The Abnei Nezer, fascinating. In Reish Chavez understood the Rosh Kipshuto. He's not going to call it a sound. Rosh mentioned yesterday in Beit. And also Belim Mechitzis. And he starts arguing. Why does Belim Mechitzis? No, we're in Shas. It's Rosh Belim Mechitzis. We know we're in Shas. What about the hat? So the Rosh here in Simon Gimel quotes the hat, quotes Rashi, quotes the Minotaur, and does tell you who's right. Very frustrating. He didn't tell us who's right. I didn't say all the other Roshes and Shas, they're just taking a stand over here, who's right when it comes to the hat. I don't can figure out from Rosh and Simon Gimel which way really helps. Quotes Rashi, quotes the Minotaur. To me, it doesn't tip his hand at all. The Yazan doesn't like the Abinazer, the Kash against the Rosh, who says that the Krov Budya case, without Mechitzis, as he understands it, against the Krov and the Sado, he tries to bring a Raya Abinazer, that it's Mutter without Mechitzis, from the Gemara and Gimel of the Beis that we just spoke about, and then he refutes the Raya that we just said. That's different. You know why? Because you're holding it up with your hands. That's what the Tosafot Shulchan quoted. So he goes back and forth, the Abinazer. His ultimate tier seems that he's matir without mechitzis, even the shame tale. We're talking about what he wants to say. And that's how he read the Poshet Shas in the Lost of the Rosh. There's one more Rashi. That's the Talus Kefula Rashi. What's the Talus Kefula Rashi? What did Rashi say? Rashi got a lot of words in it. Who's Lama Tess about that? Talked about not only is there, let's see the Rashi together. We'll end it an hour longer. Kuplam Kasan Hal. Tal Kula Lo Yasa. Vishtoach Taliso Al Gabe Arba Yesedos Lisha Tafteha. Okay, I understand that. Then he is. Verosha Miskaplin Lakana Lakana Sada Orts. Vahavila Litzolam Lovim in Achama Davi Olam. Assuming it's Asur, we can learn pshat in the two Rashis that we can say by character the following way. The Rashi by Kova, we can say, there's no tefa. Ella means it's not a problem at all. You know why? There's no tefa. Had there been a tefa, well, it would have been an old problem. What's the sense? Come to tefa, come to less than tefa. Ella means it's changing the whole deal. No tefa. What do you do with the Rashi of Talis? So the Ritva says something. Unfortunately, the Ritva is very katua there. Of all places, it's missing lines all left and right. But there is an interesting thing. But the Ritva picks up on something, which you look at the Rashi, is interesting. Look at the question of Rashi back on Kuplan and Cheson out that we saw before. Do you notice that here's the Rashi? There's this Rosha, this Kaplan, the Kano, the Kano, the Sada Oritz. Bahavyalei Liksolim. And what are those last three words? Lahogain min achama dahavi ola. What's the punctuation over here? It is the shtar, taliso, agave, arve, yisena, zisha, takseha. Parentheses. And parentheses. Lahogain min achama dahavi ola. That I read the Rashi? That's not what was maybe always read the Rashi. Or not? You need the Ksalim themselves, Lahogay Min Acham. Why should that be so? I guess, you know, half the day the sun is right on top of you, so then the roof protects you. Half the day it's off to the side, so then the walls protect you. That's what the Ritva sounds like he's saying, and if the sentence doesn't finish there, but if that's what he means, the Chiddush Nifla. Because if I make a roof on top of me, and it'll protect me between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., that's not making chayat, because I miss because in the morning and the evening is going to be hot. I don't know, but that's how do you use Rashi? This is all if you assume, I guess, the more conventional wisdom. Based on the Rashi before, it's Kup Kapay, and then the first Sharat Zir. That if it's a sale, it's awesome. What if you want to sale? The sale is Mutter. But I'm Machit. You have two Rashis on your side right away. Oh, Gavaldik, the hat Rashi, and the Talis Kula Rashi, Gavaldik. Only stuck with one Shre Rashi, but this is really Shre. How do you have this one? Mafush. The only Shvera Teretz that I give. I can see the front of the Shvera Teretz. But I am not happy with, but I don't know how to get out. Again, if you want to this side, without being hazy to so, is to say that if you have a God with no mechitza whatsoever, it's going to be with her. You have a God with a mechitza, even a halachic mechitza. We're back, we made fun of last week for the Tzuras of Pesach, for the mechitza in the shul, right? Well, let's come back to it now. That makes it not so funny. But Rashi has got kedisin, so kedisin, we know, look at an Arabic. The kedisin, that is exactly what's called the Tzuras of Pesach. So it is a halachic mechitza. Make a shver of God. What is a halachic mechitza to do with this inyan. I would never have thought to bring it in. But maybe if you want to go to other two Rashis. And the truth to tell, even if you say the Shvera Teretz, it's not completely home free. Because Rashi Kuf Karpam with Beis said that in the next line, V'dav G'gag Avo Mechitz Alav Olu V'shari. You get an impression that Gag is more common than Mechitz. But what we're saying now, Rashi holds no. But Gag itself is Muslim, Mechitz itself is Muslim. You need both to be awesome. Even the tail. So what are you saying, Dafka Gag? Let's say again, Adokha, that normally, when you have a Gag, you have a Mechitz. So how does it hold? It's hanging up at the top? What do you hold? With a chain on top? Almost every Gag in the world has some kind of, I should say, all they could be stuck out of the building. Almost all coverings have some kind of a mechitz, if you're liberal to the definition, have some kind of a mechitz underneath. That's what he meant. That's a gag with some kind of a mechitz, even a minimal one, as opposed to a mechitz alone. Again, it's a dochak teretz. Again, I don't know. The Tosis Rish, or shown the Tosis Rish, that Rashi's wrong, and it's taught by Talos Kapula. Not saying Shat and Rashi, Rashi's wrong. The whole loop shot. That's only a big shot, Rashi. Yeah? and if it's also scripture. Right here. We'll read it together. The whole is really at 12th Rashi. He calls Pirish Hamore. And he says it's ridiculous. Everybody knows that it's possible to have a God even without Machitzis if it is for the purpose of sale. Pirish Hamore. Ain't on Nira. The Ma'is against the Kabilas Rasher. Genasim lo solid the kib of Kishasa Shaosa Ola Rosho. Umalo Loma Kula. What are you talking about? The Venera Lila Farish Kap. Who's in the Farish? The Farish Gemara, the Farish, the Farish was Kfula Kap, and the Farish Rashi Kap. I thought it out. The Venera Lila Farish Kap, I've been explaining the word Kfula in the Gemara Kap. Talis Kfula. Shahisa Talisa Kluya Nibal Yom, Al Yotze Nefa. So Yotze Ben Tzor, Shnei Hashem Mishul Sholim, Mikana Mikana Yotze. Uba Vazek Kori also Kfula. Because it's Kluya Kfula. The Yosef Ben Tzor. Ooh. Okay. The Yosef Ben Tzor. The Asher B'yom HaShabbos. Rotz El Lifros Shnei Rochel Lekan Lekan. U'lishot Chon Al Yisaylo Zacherim. The Lassus Lotzeo. So what does that mean? Can't do it. And we don't say Kevan Shahoysa Tluya B'yosef Nerev Shabbos Havalek Yilu Hisku Nibod Yom V'hash Lo Havya L'Kimbosif V'yam U'glos V'shabbos. In other words, if you had to learn the din, to go to the temple, you can extend it. So you might have thought, if I have it over this, like this moat, right, over this pole, that should also be considered the beginnings of an Ol Haroi. He says no, that he put it on this pole is not considered the beginning. And therefore, he's making a new oil from scratch. Now, is this Tzad Rashi? I don't know. I don't think I have to take Tzad Rashi. But this is not doing Rashi. Rashi is going to come out and perish against us. Anyway, I have nothing more to say about the Rashi. I mean, you can pick your poison. I don't know how to, if you have a challenge to make everybody happy forever, let me know about it, please. Let me know about it. Okay, gentlemen. Let's now go to the sugya of umbrellas. Umbrellas. Very appropriate. May all be needed very soon here in the Beit Medrash. Okay. So this is found in Shin Tes Vav Sif Ches. Yadav Al-Tvar HaNesias Umbrello. Who are, everyone look inside. Agagol Shanosim Al-Rosh Vizmei Achama Vakshomim. Or a leak in the Spanish, who shall name the tornos of parasol. And the Tiger says, Vitria. Vitria, that's today's word for umbrella. Yep. Rabu Achrona Bezer is the brain, who is there a player, Shabi, the Abish, and Akir, Rosh, and Shalom, Rosh, and Shabi, and Tom Oel. Rosh of Agoyin, Balnoda, Behuda. Ooh. Rosh Akosu, Apost, and the Cholecha, the Miskab, the Shem Oel, the Hainel, Ogim, and the Achama, and Akshamim. I feel the Mishnah Gag, Lavad, Lav, Machit, and Gavin, and Yisr. Was there a parasol in the sky, and Lachne, Akam, and Shamim? Period. The Eno Doma, the Kisei Traskel, Amavur, the Sefer, the Hefer. The famous Hefer called Kisei Traskel. What does that mean? If the mechanism is basically there, just to give a pull and it comes up, it's a Hefer. It's no, not comparable. Why not? The Hosam, and also, Shum, Meister, the Shabbat, Rakshon, Marku, the Poshad, Akmatim, like you have a chuppah on pole, just pull it apart, it goes up. Masha ain't came for Zer, I've also talked about umbrellas of the 19th century. Shetzarat Likshar also the Ritsuos Acha Perisoso. After you somehow spread it at a stiff pie with straps. Ola Amido, Ola Hazar, Hakak, Mitasa, Bechutshol, Barzal, Kimino, Genu. To have some kind of a metal thing going around and tie it together. Initially, you smote it. I got with my sabo. That's awesome. 100% correct. This is completely true. But what does that have to do with our umbrellas? Our umbrellas, you know, you don't have an umbrella yet? You want to go in by the leak and demonstrate? You have an umbrella in Beit Medrash? Baruch Hashem, have the umbrella, please. Should I walk over there or should I do it over here? Eli walked over there, alright? Eli. Okay, now watch this. See, beautiful umbrella. Watch. Like this. I wind on some of them, the fancy ones, you press a button down here. Choop. You know what I'm talking about? Poof. That's a really good one. That's what you have? Oh, wow, look at that. Amazing. Went up by itself. So Lanier's 90. One wants to sit there, you want to hold it? Lanier's 90. We have everything to choose. Everything comes exactly the right day. So therefore, it seems to me that Mr. Brewer's measurement of Bialoha does not apply to our umbrellas. So our umbrellas should be mutter. That's the kama. You say Trasko? Indeed, when the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa asks umbrellas, he does a very interesting expression that he uses. Very, very interesting expression. Geder Godru Gedole Hadorozal. Sorry. The Geder. And applies therefore even to our umbrellas. You know our umbrellas have a Kise Traskel head there. Afal Pikain. There is Gedole Hador. Gedole Hador said you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't use it. That's all. Now, so what's the head there? Kise Traskel. What's Kise Traskel? We've already spoken about it before. Something which is basically built, it's going to press a button, whoop, and it goes whoop, comes up. Or even the other one, you have to pull it up a little bit, comes up with the mechanism there from before, like a chuppah, four poles, you got to spread it out. Since it was basically there from beforehand, it's okay. Everybody with me? I saw the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says something. Upon the heter of Kisei Traskel. Go on now. The Tzipkot in Ha'ara Nun Gimel.
Major point.
sages. Both. I think that this point of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has a marker in the Gemara. And let me show it. What I think he's saying is that an umbrella is not depending exclusively upon your holding it up. If I have a jacket, if I let go of the jacket, this will fall flat to the floor, there'll be nothing there. And there's no, it's not hard, it's nothing. It's soft. Whereas, if I have an umbrella, based on what it's made of, with a shape, with a metal kind of frame, so it has some basis. Now, what I want to bring as a source for this is the Gemara Kuflam and Ches on the base. First, that's more about the hat. Let's take a look inside again one more time. More about the hat. Kuf, Lamed, Ches, Amed, Beis. Hai Siyana, Shori. Or Yitma Siyana, Osir, Lo Kasha, Yitma Tevra, Lepeta. Ela Meyata. Look at this Gemara. Ela Meyata. Sharvi, Viglima, Tepa, Hachinami, Di, Osir, Chedi. Rashi. That's my case. That's my jacket going over my head. You mean to tell me that it's usher? Wait a minute. So why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? The answer is, as I mentioned to you before, it's only being held up by my hands. It has no independent support. Rashi, however, moves from here right to the Kova case. Lokasha, the Hedek of Lomedek, it's not doing all at all. So get the impression from Rashi that even a hat which has some hardness to it, the hats that we have here, the Yeshivish hats hanging up there on the wall, it seems, you have everything. Everything we have demonstration. On every single wall we have demonstrations. You can see right next, we have the other idea. Green right there, you know? One there, there's one there, there's one there. Four hats. You have to see the hat? See those brims? They have a certain chozek to them. That's like a piece of shirt. But it has a chozek to it. You might have said it's considered to be an OL. Rashi says no. Rashi says no. But apparently, according to the Rebbe Natan, that's exactly the answer. A written book, right? I want to read you a ritual. Again, a ritual, again, unfortunately, it's katua. It's missing lines right in the place we need the most. But all right. What we have is enough to give us a glimpse. Kontosis. Mahadik kosher v'siyana. Lo mahadik urach v'talus. Oh, that's the distinction. One's hard, one's soft. Bu dachuk. The lo mashma lishna the mahadik v'lo mahadik achi. Doesn't think the words mean that. I mean tight doesn't mean soft versus hard. The right to Rashi battle. So, right? Behold, the afilu shurach ha'osim oholim midavarach. You make an oil from a piece of canvas with a shurach. There's a kash against Rabbi Natan. What's the answer of Osa? Which we know is obvious. You make an oil with a double rach. Would you put it on poles? Would you put it on with walls? But if you just have a jacket you're holding over your head with no support, then you're in a time of the smutter. That's exactly what I think Rav Shlomo Zalman is driving at. Oh, it'll come out that if you have something hard, perhaps we should say, even if you hold it over your head, it's going to be a problem. Maybe that's what the Vilna Gaon meant. When the Gaon was bringing riots from the Lamala Lamata. So he asked the Kasha, why that's not the Chazon Ish? The answer to Chazon Ish talking about Machzelas of a piece of cloth and then healing a day. But the Durto is all kind of hard things. You have wood. Maybe when it comes to wood, that has to do with apply. But just so now, it's shown for the Shear, the Lavites, and the Lachis. A beautiful picture of an umbrella. page 1075. On the previous page, 1074, he published my case. One may hold the jacket or cone over his head, Yontif, a Shabbat, as an Erev, to protect himself from the rain of sun, as the jacket does not constitute an olam held over one's head. The concept of oil does not exist when an otherwise shapeless cloth or material is formed into a canopy as a result of being held aloft in one's hand. This is the Chassid Torah, Chassid Bereishis. And then he says, in the very next page, 1075, however, the exemption of all biyad adam can only be applied to an oved covering whose shape is formed and maintained in his held. It cannot apply to a stiff material that will retain its shape without being held, a large tray. One may not hold a large tray over his head to protect himself from the rain. The Chorus is about what the Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The Chabad Machmir. Wow. The hats in the top of the Shulchan Aruch were made of firm material, retaining their own shape. Amazing cooler. I made a joke about this yesterday, but it's for real. Our contemporary felt hats pose no problem at all, because their wide brims are designed, catch this now, almost expected. Look at this some more. Hear what he says? Of course, the cloudy story. Why hats? Good. Okay. We're assuming, by the way, on a whole discussion, at the head of Kisei Trasko, crossbow mechanism. Maybe something like this. I don't know. So the death of the frog. modern, super modern umbrellas and frogs. There's some kind of a key state cross-moving mechanism. Maybe something like this. I don't know. Someone invented this frog. It's us here anyway. There's no heads of key state cross-moving with Shem Tse. I think the fruition of the din and the Mabon Avram about the chuppah. No, he said. The chuppah is a cover of the alma. He said, put a chuppah over the chasm bereshit, the chasm Torah. That's to give him protection from what so much with it. Over here. I mean, we take this chasm Torah, the chasm bereshit over here, the bima, we learn they have a problem. But I mean, a normal room, there's no leak for the roof. So there's no, it's just a cover of the alma. That's what he says, not of you. Tremendous nafkamina. He has an nafkamina, does the Shemir Shabbos Kulchoso. You take a palace and put it over the Sefer Torah by Kosel and Arabi. Apparently it rains, but a Kosel, they take a palace and put it over the Sefer Torah. You get wet. You ever see this? You see it happen? They all run away to the inside. Now. That's what he's talking about. You put a palace over the Kosel and Arabi. Shares the Kashenu, creates a Torah, according to the Chazanish, Mutter, according to the Tulsa Shulchan, according to the Yehuda, it's Asr. When I hold about a curse on my Rabbi with the Sefer Torahs, but, Licha Ora, I'm a much bigger Nafkami. Every single Shabbat, I mentioned this before, I can't go into this Shabbat, it's a Shabbat of the Maisa. I have a baby carriage, and the baby carriage has one of those roofs which comes on a elbow joint. He said, Trasko. Can I open it up on Shabbos? According to the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah, it's going away also by Sams. He seems to say that a chuppah's mutter doesn't say that she's going the Alma. It's permissible. He said, Trasko. According to the Noda Behud and the Kotel Shulchan, it's Aser. There's no head of he said, Trasko, the Shem Tzel. Wow. Mishnah Berurah is quite clear he's making, because we're here in Sukkot Chav Zayin, he talks about the Chuppah, Muhammad HaChuppah, and in the Sharatzi in there, in Sukkot Lamed Hei, Lafuki B'Chuppah Shekavanasa Begag L'Shem Oel. I don't know if that's what he covered, it's the Shem Tzeo, presumably. Nonetheless, it's also the out of Sitraskul, and Mutter with Sitraskul. So the meaning is to be made on the Shabbat, not without opposing views. Okay. Am I living straight? Any questions? Very important thing. Now we'll discuss a little bit this Mishameres story. We started the Perek Tolit, begin with this Mishameres, this seed. Introduces not only the Easter of Borer, which is the main focus, but also the Easter of Oel. So, what did Rashi say? Kuf Lamed Zayin and Beis. Rashi, what did Rashi say? First Rashi in the Perek. problem. How I enter this problem is this the maskana? When the Rashi is the first Rashi to Perek, the Nisir of Oel, by the Shamer, is it true or not? You recall, the Gemara had a funny phrase, on Kuflan, the Ches Kaman Aleph. Omer Abaye, the Rabbani, Shalom Yasek, and Derek, Shalom Sebechol. Something that says, Shalom Sebechol is, you look at Rashi, Kuf, Lamed, Tes, Omer Beis, it says with the Perish. Praise the Gemara. The Gemara says, Marim Adam, on Kuf, Lamed, Tes, Omer Beis. All the way down, with small chesed. Marim Adam, Aha, the Shameres, the Yotam, the Tlospa, Rimonim, the Tolaba Shmarim. Who the Tolaba Rimonim, the Gemara. Rashi. Marim Adam, Aha, the Shameres, the Yotam, the Rabbonim, the Amri, ain't Tolaba, the Shameres, the Yotam, the Nukim, the Kamal, Abisham, Oel, Abisham, Oel, Elamisham, Uv, the Zachol, wow. Until the Strat Navaye. So Mar and Vitolo, so the Torah Rimonim, the Lav Uvda Dachol Enu. From the Sad of Hashmar, all of the Nitzlis, I mean, the Nelson Nelson Nitzli of Yomtev. Aye, Rashi said the Feirish and Afkub Lam Zayin to Shemoa. That was Rav Yosef speaking. Rav Yosef Yechayev Chathas. So Mar and Shemoa, no, Chathas Uvda Dachol. But when Abaye said, it's only us at the Rabbana, that doesn't mean on all the Rabbana, as I would have learned. It was an Uvda Dachol, it doesn't do it all whatsoever. Question: are we right? That's true. Now, Tosfos doesn't seem to agree, because Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, he say Galit, Lo Kepirish Hakuntris Vita Galonisa the Shilik Kiyav Asma Shem Shem Yitka. No, the Kula Shmaita Ayin VeYisur Oel. Aha, that's Tosfos the Shita Sof. The Rashi the Shita So, at the top line with Rabbanon is Uvda Dachol. The Shameres mentioned in the long list of a good and Meshameres Kila the Pisa Galat. So the Shameres is not Oel. So why should Pisa Galat be Oel? The Rashi has a whole new look on this whole Gemara. The Rambam, Perakam Alach Halacha Yud Zayin, Asis Kliyas Meshameres Shema Yovel L'Shamer. You may come and do the Yisro of Vereira. That doesn't mean Uvda Dachol. That's there. That doesn't mean an Oel the Rabbana. So the Rashi, the Gavald, the Uriah from Rimonim. If you hold that Tosis, that the Yisro is, or even the Maskan Yisro of Oel, what's the difference, Rimonim or no Rimonim? What's the difference? You're putting the Mishameres there. Who cares if it's Rimonim or not? It's a tremendous problem. The Rashi has the problem. Rather discuss it. So, the Rashi gives a teretz. The Rashi's answer is that if you're using it for Rimonim, you don't have to make it so tight. You use it for Shemarim as a strainer, you have to make it tight, put it exactly in place. You're putting it just to put a few pomegranates in it, garnish. You don't have to make it exactly right. That's his term. So it's Rebbe, the Hail of Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, what you saw at the beginning of the Shia, Sorach la'avrish ha'tachtel. If you're using it as a strainer, so you need the hair on top of the hair on the bottom. You need the wine to go through. And the main thing is the wine on the bottom. The shmarim on top is just the garbage. That's why it's up. You're putting Rimon in it, ain't Sorach la'avrish ha'tachtel. That's why it's Muslim. That's the Rashi Baruch Hu from Torah Rabbeinu Yonah. As for their answer to the question, is it lamala lamata? In other words, if you take this shameres, you take it from the top and putting it down, why don't we apply the head to the lamala lamata? That's discussion. And the answer is an interesting answer. Lamala lamata is mudra, it's a shinoi. Look at Rashi and Beitza. Normally you go up, then you're going down. But here, the Rashi proclaims, normally you're going down. That's how it's normally done. So there's no hefta of the mal or the matzah. There's only Rashba at the very beginning of the parak. Parak told. This is the parak. Nu by Rimonim Tulia. so there's no Hetzer Lamala Lamata? Well, when you don't have the air underneath it, you're picking it up, you're holding up the Shomeris, you're not considered as being the first step of the two-part construction process. That's why it's Mutter. But by Shomerim, it's obviously going to be the first of the two-step process. That's why it's up. Go on the Rashba on that topic. Now, Rabosai, begin, we won't be able to finish it, the tricky part of Chut, Meshicha, Dilo, the Gemara says, Kuplan, and Chesam, and Al. Let's take a look at it, a little bit. The Gemara says, I have a Kula, Lo Yasef, and also Potam, and also, I have Karech, Alea, Chut, Meshicha, Mutam, and Tosam, and Kapchila. Says Tosh. Karach on the chut on the sheikh of Mutlar and Tulsa. Goes to Shia Batefa. Oh, Shia Batefa. Mazel Tov. We know Shia Batefa. So we spoke about that a long time ago. And Tefa Tov Sefes Alo Al Aroi. He Nami. Did you hit it? Rechaz chut on the sheikh of Mo'elis for no Shia Batefa. Oh, just as Shia Batefa works. Because it's considered the beginning of the O.L., so to the Krichas Chut on Meshicha, he puts some kind of a string somewhere, and also considered the beginning of an Oel, even in the absence of a Tefa. The Rib is not that. The Rib says that we're talking about a case where there's a Chut of Meshicha without a Tefa, and it's not the same as Tosefa Noel Aroi, not the same as if you left a Tefa. And therefore he's forced to learn Pshat this Gemara that there is no Tefa wide on top. That's what he said. It's a little complex, but we'll see it in the rush. If that was on the Marvel Tom, we'll do that with him tomorrow. And we'll go on to the other studies of this. Therefore, y'all begin another branch of the same Arnold of Bonet. We'll be first discussing Bonet and Karka, and then we'll be discussing Bonet and Caleb. All very important that they just pull up and give you a humdinger. Today, if you're coming at the end, we'll see that even in our Sin and Shin Ten Rubber, reference is made to our earliest Simon, Gimel, the Sugar Bonet and Karka account, which is part of me, in addition to that Sugar. That is the Ramakos will be available. That is. Okay. We were speaking about the Shinas Arif from Rosh yesterday. Let's turn to the Rosh. Quote it and comments on it. Doesn't have that. Sif Yud Aleph. Read Sif Yud Aleph. Hilas Chasanim. Ain the Gagal Tefach. The love of Tochas Megillah was on the Gagal Rogal Tefach. Oh, she was to Kenneth. The Tav. Mutal the Tov. The Mutal the Forgo. So you have a situation where there's no Tefach. And it's Mutal first. All it is to Kenneth the Tav. What does that mean? So here's an interesting Mishnah Berurah of Katan Mem Aleph. All she put to Kenneth. Pirish. Shechina lekach me ba'od yom. Ulekach shari b'zeh. Afal kisha lo ayuchutin kruchim alea me'er Shabbos. Afal emeina mitu Kenneth. Asur. And he said it's Simches. And you need, it's, even if there's no tefach on top, you need asur to make it on Shabbos unless you have chutin kruchim. And the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch of Sifkir Al, quotation of the Rambam, is that son is dinner, mitu Kenneth lekach. Mitu Kenneth lekach is a substitute for chutin. And if you look at the Korban Asanel, the Korban Rav, he points out that he ends with the Rosh of Kasha. The Rosh has the Kasha against the Riv. Mihani. The Skilas Hasanel is Mutter, the Ein Begaga Tefa. Well, the Bavon is Tomah Mitzvot, so some of the Gaga Tefa. Maish Natalus Kvula she Yosef bin Yinaron Mikidas Hasan Mikidas Hasan is Mutter without Chutin. How much more so the case of Talus Kvula? Yes, the Korban Hasan of Vav. Ha ha. A Rif Sirilei the Shani Kidas Hasan in Shiva Tukenes the Kach. What does that mean? Here's our first glimpse into the next Sugya. Coming up right now, the first glimpse. Rotsa Lomar Sheikhina Lekach Dumi the Pekakach alone. Whoa. Oh, that's the next thing. He's telling it's comparable. He's prepared in advance. He said prepare in advance, and some of the preparation might even be mental. Think about Shabbat. May even be enough in certain cases. That is a certain cooler. I will tell us kafula and the mesukanas lekach. This is how the riff adds to the kasha of the rush. The riff and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch as well. Fine. Presumably, therefore, we can say that they understand Chut and Mashiach the same thing. What is Chut and Mashiach? According to the Rosh, it is Meferish Chut and Mashiach, the equivalent of a Tefach Vibod Yom. And according to the Rif, no! Chut and Mashiach is the equivalent of a mental preparation Vibod Yom. Just has a little string. That's like a Tefach. Make it tasty. That little string is an indicator of his mental preparedness. Perhaps the mental preparedness even the absence of a string would also be effective. That's how it seems to go to Machlokas between the Rav, the Rif, and the Rosh. Good. This is part one of today's shiur. Part two is Vilon, Rabosai. Vilon is the last Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Very, very short sugya. Vila Mutal and Tosa Mutal Parko. Okay? How short can you get? Says Rashi, Mutal and Tosa She'ein Oral Elamisha Osuk Ein Gag. As we mentioned already before, the Rashi learned that there's no, the Mechitza is not a problem, so Rashi Kuf Kaf Hei, the Mechitza itself over here. Remarkably, however, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, he adds something out of the left field. The quote from the Rambam. This is simple Shin Tez Vav, Sid Yud. He says, Talis Kfula. So much Talis Kfula. That's an interesting thing. Talis Kfula, Shayo Lea, Chutin, Shayo, Sa Tliya, Vem, Erev, Shabbos, Mutta, the Tosa, Mutta, the Parka. Okay. Bechein HaParochas. Bechein, did you hear Bechein HaParochas? You know the Parochas, you have one out of the egg in front of the room. Parochas. It's Kesef Torah, that's the difference. That's a parochas, it's a vilo, something which is a curtain hanging down. What do you mean? Vilo is head to go, what kind of, who needs chutin? Who needs chutin? Very, very perplexing that Shulchan Aruch said, which is quoting the Rambam. So the Mishnah Berurah of Lamed Tes says, parochas called as they got vilo and should have been a pesa. I am the Bog and Avram, the high v'chein, lav dafku. The Shari Bezav Apishalo Ayo Echutin says, "Ain't all of us who can God." Very modern. Very modern. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon, the Mechaber's lashon, the Rambam's lashon, really, is very not medrash according to this Mishnah Berurah. However, wow. The Chaylev appears Rachel of Fonenu, Shiotin Mikarlo, which is printed before the Mishnah Berurah was written. To the Parochas Nami Tzara Shichut Kruchan on the Erev Shabbos. Litlos Bom. Yes! Even a Mechita requires Chutim. This is what I mentioned to you at the very beginning. That although we had only 2 days in the opening shiur, it was on Friday. Whether Mechita is always Mutter or Mechita Materes is Asur. But it is the third sheet that the Chita is always going to be us. That sheet is a Rambam, no Rak, based on this Gemara. You learn it only with Chutin. I went a Kashin and opened the Gemara in Eirvin. Sadi Dalit, we gave it Teretz. It was Tosefet on the Mechit. I gave a slightly difficult Kinta, where it was already taken care of. I'm going to the Osuk again. You have two Mechit, two Chatzer next to each other, and there was a wall between them. And the wall between them fell in the middle, and the gap wasn't 10 amis. But this piece over here, let's say it's 20 amis over here, and perhaps we can construct the case. We won't have a fence going in this direction, so this, again, just see what I'm saying here really too well. But this box, well, most of it is a box, is surrounded by the back wall, the side wall, the part of the wall that hasn't fallen, that didn't fall, right before the gap, and it could be a fourth wall going part, whatever part necessary, right where the gap starts. So this mechitza, therefore, up until the gap, is already mechitza on a terrace for this smaller enclosed area. Can't carry from chutz to chutz, it can't carry beyond that small little cage. But it's matera something, then it's matera more, that's why it's more than an air inside it. The only place in Shas, the toasters is marach and marach and marach and marach, and the only place in Shas that they prove that a mechitza is mutter. It's an Arab Tzadi Dalit from a whole complicated story. Only from a story. The Rambam holds that story can be a different story. And he sounds like he's saying with the Rav that Mechitza is going to be always Aser. Come on, no. It's against our conventional wisdom. That's where we're used to Rashi and Tosfos. This is a sheet that no one knows about. A Rav was just printed. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Rav is Mach Gavek. Doesn't really mean we need Chutin. No. The Mishnah Berurah explains. Yosef Tov Loma Sharama Bala Lokazu Nami Shalikara. He points out in the footnote Mem Zayin, Shikan Kolasifim Halolo Danuches Yud Yudala Debate, a Kolosh and a Ramba, Hamain the Pewish Rap, Shadab Kumlan and Ches Bikamari Yavin, Shakola Lokazu, a Kolshoa Meharama Meharap, Kenna Koy Karmish and Nitsan Bariv, Hakol Meharap Rabo. Afshal of these there, Yikshim Otto Magad Mishnah, Shabir is Divi a Ramba for Bamasha Kot of Rashi. Right? Magamisha wasn't, didn't realize this rock. He didn't have the rock. He missed the boat, basically. Aval b'chi b'shvil zeh noti yadivya rambam li pshuto. B'divya magamisha emes torachim. Emes the emes. This is the rambam shita and the rock and the rift. And the magamisha didn't know about this, didn't have it. He just sort of fell into the conventional wisdom. It's not. Rambam is unconventional. First, but I mean, in our mind, it's unconventional. But that's what the Rambam holds, Rav Osa. Very important to know. It's a totally different shita. Of course, it's a big problem. Rav Yosef Karo fell into the trap of the Magen Mishnah, because he, at the very beginning of the Siman, is being matir of Mechita like this, no problem. Simbala. And here he's answering, Mechita Parochas, so the Mechita is left to pick up the pieces. But you don't need Chutim over here. You get stuck. But that's what happens often. Rav Yosef Karo follows the Magen Mishnah, who misinterpreted the Rambam, and he puts it in the Shulchan Aruch, even though he put an opposing view back in Sivala. You figure it out. But that's the bottom line. There's no clean way out of this one. Okay, let's turn the page to Kuflan of Cheres of the Days. Okay. Zok de Gemara. Good the kisna mutal and tosa the shabbos. Tanya, the Bryson. What is going on, Elisa? What's going on? The Rashi explains. Good bekisna, good birtsu also, umunach al-mokav kavua shalom, mutal etosu b'shabas. Behold, the Amor and Liel, potter avalos. Remember that? The list, good was one of the people in the list of things. Good, da-da-da-da-da, lo yasin, not the potter avalos. So what's going on over here? Zog, Rashi, heichad lo havi metukah bekisnin. This is Ritzuas, it's Chut of Meshicha. This is an old story. Chut of Meshicha. This is Shita's Rashi. Chut of Meshicha. Fine. If you look at the Beit Yosef, he explains in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that Eino Elokim Mosev al Ol Aroi, which once again seems to confirm what we said earlier, so based on the Rosh, that Chut of Meshicha is the equivalent of a Tefach. The equivalent of a Tefach. And there is a Kulav Mosif and Al. Oh, El Aroi. Fine. Even that, you don't need to have a Rebbe Chutz of Meshicha. Fine. Nonetheless, it's the Easter of Mimtacha. Mimtacha, of course, this is the Pella of the Chutz. If you're going to say that Chutz of Meshicha is the equivalent of leaving over a Tefa, the Rosh said it, the Yosef quoted it, if I leave over a Tefa, I can extend, I have a baby carriage. I leave a tefach, I can extend the rest as far as I want. I leave a tefach over my sukkah, I can extend the rest as I want. There's always the mimtach purta. So what's going on there in the sukkah? If indeed put the mashiach is the equivalent of what? Come on. Of leaving over a tefach. If you leave over a tefach, you can extend it as long as you want. Most people know all are right. Why, when it comes to put the mashiach, is there a prohibition? If it's mimtach, that's a tremendous cash. That's a kash. So the Ritva talks about this Gemara. On Kufla and Mechasa of the day. So the Pirish there came and shook for all the com to you so I'm talking in a little sephis. But those sephis for all our eye mutter. The Ritz bears the kasha. The Ritz bears the kasha. It's an interesting answer. The Ishlama. The Pirish or Mok of Kiviuso. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi explains. Good Ritzuoso, the Munach Alok of Kavuashala. Says the Ritzva. Eina mishamesh ala masa eitz bi alma v'ahav tocha ikar. Business. If you have an oil, you can be mosif on it, only if the oil that you were mosif on is the mechashim, tefa, woohoo. Remember the kricha didn't count? I have to have a tefa, then that's already mechashim enough. But I can go extend beyond it. Got a discussion. What if it's love? Is that good enough? Not good enough? Maybe not. It has to be choshev and tefach. So you can extend upon it. This he calls a maisa eitz bi'alma. It's garnished. Tam tochas ikar. Presumably it's not going to have the status of tosef. So understands the ritual. He had the good cash and he gave a tariff. The Ran, Rabbosai. Turn to the Ran, please. The Ritz says mint because it's mintical. Okay. Rabbo say, with this we conclude the major sugyas over here of Ol Aroi. For the rest of the Shiva, we have to discuss a number of things. One, you know, we're learning Rabbo say Bona and Sosa. They sort of go together, but we're focusing, of course, on Bona. What about undoing an Ohel HaRoed. You can't make an Ohel HaRoed. Can you unmake an Ohel HaRoed? So the answer, of course, is no. Same as you can't make it, you can't unmake it. Because one is Binyan, one is Stira. Okay. So far, so good. Now, something very interesting happens. One person does it, it's a totally different prohibition.